10. Sales copy made easier. Writing sales copy isn't all about content. It is also about presentation. If you picked up a brochure on a table and all you saw was one giant paragraph, odds are you would put it right back without reading it much. In this multimedia age, people expect to be fed information in a way that is so easily digestible that it has almost been pre-chewed for them. That means they don't want copy that is too hard to decipher, that is hard to read, or that makes them tired after they're done reading it. Here are some simple presentation skills that you should use in all your sales copy to help your copy jump out of the page, grab the reader's attention, all the while they are being fed the most important benefits of your product or service. Pay attention to white space. Your web page or paper is your canvas. You don't want to fill every inch of your canvas with words. Leave some white space for the reader to appreciate. This serves two functions. One, it is more visually appealing. Two, it is less tiring on the eyes. If you have very little white space, what ends up happening is that your copy looks cluttered and too difficult to wade through. This may seem trivial, but it is actually one of the most important pieces of information on good web page design and copywriting. In this age of multitasking and digitized communications, having to wade through a ton of copy to get a message across is just too much work for many people, especially those who are busy. You don't know when the visitor actually is finding your website. They might be at work on their lunch break. They might have stumbled on it from a search engine. They might even have had a friend tell them about it on a social networking site. Odds are, they aren't going to want to give you more than 3 minutes tops to make a good impression. If that impression is one of clutter and disorganization, you have lost a visitor potentially before they've even read a single word. Grouping and emphasis. If you want to add white space without ruining your copy, there are several ways to do it. The most obvious is to write copy that sells the benefits in bulleted lists. Take a look at the following two examples. Introductory paragraph 1. Welcome to our website. We are selling organic products that we think you will love. We are committed to bringing you the most natural products from around the world and making it easy for you to shop for them in the comfort of your own home. Look through our great selection of health and beauty products to find something right for you. Well, what do you think? Boring. Not only boring, but it was a cliche from the get-go. How many sites have you gotten to that say, "Welcome to our website"? Do you see how the first paragraph talks about the company, but in such vague terms and in one continuous monologue that basically is asking you to lose interest? Let's try it again. Introductory paragraph 2. 100% certified organic products from around the world. We proudly offer unique and practical products to improve your health. Quality products that bring out your natural inner beauty. Over 20,000 items in stock from 15 different countries. Money-back guarantee. Free shipping on orders above $50. Do you see the difference here? You have sold the benefits of your particular website offering. You did it in fewer words than the first paragraph, and you did it with ample white space. Bullets and lists are perfect for this. This example should prove to you that grouping your information in bulleted lists could have a dramatic effect on the presentation and communication therein. In this world of bite-sized operations, people are used to getting things this way. They don't want to have to dig through a large amount of copy to find out exactly what you are selling and what makes it so special. If you paid close attention to this example, you will have noticed that some words were bolded. This type of visual emphasis can also drill in your benefits without having to add more words. You can also use different fonts, underlining, and other types of visual effects to make some words have higher memory stickiness than other words. This is not only useful for getting your point across to people, but some search engines even add some weighting to words that have been bolded and underlined. So be very careful how you decide to create emphasis. There are traditional areas where emphasis is given, however, like titles and paragraph headings. Titles and headings. If you go back and read this ebook and pay attention to the headings, you will see that they are done differently to give them individual emphasis. The chapter headings are bold, very large, and centered on the page. The subtitles and headings have their own unique formatting, depending on whether they are groupings within a chapter or headings within a subgrouping. All this isn't just to give you a nice outline of how the content is flowing, although it is good for this. It's also to create the layout of the ebook and add some white space to the text. It is far more visually appealing and easier to read if it had been one entire paragraph from start to finish. In web copy, it is sometimes admissible to separate larger paragraphs into two smaller paragraphs. even though they are on the same theme. The reason is that you don't want your page to look like one giant paragraph, and website space is more at a premium, which brings us to another point about white space. The first 3 inches at the top of your web page are the most visible on every computer platform out there. This is the space to capture people's attention. Don't waste it with an advertising banner unless you're getting paid big bucks to do so. You don't have to get fancy. You've probably seen those elaborate web pages that open up into a multimedia presentation. They're great if you have an upgraded PC that's pretty modern. Otherwise, you may be shooting yourself in the foot. You don't have to get fancy to get someone's attention, especially if that someone is still using a modem line and won't even appreciate the film you uploaded to your site. It will most likely make their PC freeze. If you want to reach the widest audience possible, stick with words. You don't even have to have sound on the machine to read a text message. You don't have to download RealPlayer or any other fine little piece of software to open up your web page. You don't have to crash out of your website and reboot your machine when all you have presented there is pure text. If some of the videos and multimedia software things enhance your site, it's still a good idea to put a link and warn people that they are opening something in a different format. Include graphics. You can include graphics to spice up your sales copy. Graphs are really good to indicate how a product is effective or saves money. Pictures are very powerful communicators, just like words. Use them sparingly and make sure that they don't drag to load. Whether your copy is on a web page or a piece of paper, you want to make sure to intersperse the graphics at reasonable intervals. You don't want to overload a page and make it too cluttered, and you don't want it to be so simple and unattractive that it doesn't grab anyone's attention. The charts and graphs can be wonderful for compressing a large amount of information into a relatively small space. It can make your products appear to be scientifically tested and give an analytical bent to your image. They do need to be supplemented with text that supports the image, but that is also not long-winded or complicated. Graphics are handled differently than text in a search engine. If you have information that you want a search engine to pick up, make sure you add text so that it is written in as copy. Also, don't use graphics to get better lettering or an original font. If it is a graphic and not an actual font, like Verdana, the search engines will skip over it for the most part. The text should always be written in a font that is easily readable to the reader and to search engines. Don't forget to spell check. This may seem so rudimentary that you may feel a bit insulted. The truth is that many people don't bother to spell check their work before it goes out. It seems unbelievable in an age where all word processors have spell checkers, but it does happen. Once copy is released to the general public, misspellings produce a very negative image. It says you can't be bothered to be careful about your copy, and thus probably aren't careful with your business either. If you are a business person, the public expects you to stand by your words. If those words are misspelled, it's likely they will wonder about your credibility as an expert on anything. 11. Conclusion. Writing good copy takes more than just knowing how to put two words together. If you are writing for the internet, you have to know how to attract readers and how to persuade them to become buyers. All this comes by use of good writing and understanding the psychology of your audience. There are different online strategies that help you to attract visitors, but to make those visitors loyal readers, you have to have great copy. You will use your copywriting skills for brochures, emails, instant messaging, and website copy. You may even become so confident that you attempt to do an ebook. If you intend to do a business online, the written word is the best tool to bring in potential buyers. You need to make sure the information you distribute is concise, easy to understand, and makes a sale. You will likely only get a few minutes with each individual that visits your site to make a great impression, so you want words that are meaningful and spur action on the part of the visitor. Reviewing the basics. Let's review each chapter individually to summarize the key concepts. Then you can use this final chapter as a cheat sheet for when you are reviewing how to fine-tune the writing of your copy. Chapter 1 Summary. In the first chapter, you learned all about communication skills and why they are important. In any communication, there is a person speaking or writing and someone listening or reading. In a short time, you have to engage the reader and bring across your message in a way that they find likable and personal. There were several components discussed to focus on how to empathize with your readers while attempting to reach your sales goals. Communicate how your product or service benefits the buyer. Understand the demographics of people who are attracted to your site. Decide what online tools best fit your average buyer's profile. provide meaningful content in the format and topic that best interests your visitors. Target your niche demographics by using dynamic and influential copywriting that sells. From Chapter 1, you got the basic idea of what you are interested in doing. You want to get copywriters who can not only provide interesting copy to your readers, but also who can convert readers to buyers with words. This is the whole point of your business anyway, unless you happen to be a nonprofit. Chapter 2 Summary. Chapter 2 began by discussing the history of copywriting and its growing influence in online businesses. It also gave an example of how to properly write a good email to attract attention to your product or service. This is really important for emails which tend to have shorter copy. This means every word has to say more and be precise. Here are the steps to writing a good email. Contemplate the benefits of your product or service as compared to your competition. Use the title to pinpoint one or two great benefits. Use power words like free, proven, imagine, how to, etc. Expand them of the title in the body of the email. Use a conversational tone in the email. Treat the reader as your friend and equal. Ask for action from the reader, either at the beginning or end of the email. Chapter 3 Summary. In Chapter 3, relationship marketing was discussed. Too many business people focus on sales and miss the chance to develop a long-term relationship with their customers. It has been proven over and over that it is easier to sell to existing loyal customers than it is to get new customers to buy. Your existing customers should be the bedrock of your repeat sales. To have loyal customers, you need to focus on building a relationship with them. Here are some items mentioned to help you focus on the relationship as well as the sales. Establish a method of contact for all visitors, like requesting an email address. Use defensive marketing to market these existing customers. Provide your visitors with quality, meaningful content on your site. Sell the benefits in a folksy and friendly manner. Build a sense of community on your site. Recognize what a customer responds to best. Use NLP to market to visual, audio, or kinesthetic type people. Chapter 4 Summary. In Chapter 4, the mechanics of great sales copy were introduced. All copywriting that attempts to persuade someone to take an action must get into the mind of the reader. In business, that would mean that you have to understand your customer's needs from their point of view. Once you understand the need, the solution you provide should be so irresistible that when you ask them to purchase, it seems obvious that they will purchase it. While some of this can be done through placing yourself in their situation, there are other ways to be able to get this type of research done. One thing you definitely don't want to do is to think you understand your customer when you haven't done the research to properly examine the need for your product or service. To research the customer's needs, you can evaluate your customer demographics to get a starting point for why they are buying. Look for buying behavior, motivators, brands, and more. Use your sales database to gather information on sales trends to know what products and services are more successful. Ask for feedback from existing customers through surveys. Ask for feedback from people who aren't buying but visiting. Review complaints and customer service regularly. Chapter 5 Summary. Chapter 5 went into how to use psychological techniques to help your customer make the decision to buy. These techniques include appeal to both emotional and mental factors. Try to affect buying triggers. Repeat the message, benefit, about your product 7 times. Keep the copy clean and interesting. Keep in contact with your customers regularly. Use positive reinforcement for buyers. Use NLP to motivate them to buy with the customer's own language platforms. Chapter 7 Summary. In Chapter 7, you were taught what sorts of things are surefire ways to grab the attention of your visitor and impel them to buy your product. These were testimonials, specific percentages and number benefits, money-back guarantees, limited-time offers. Chapter 8 Summary. Once you know what to avoid and how to make your copy shine, you still need ways to attract readers to your copy. In Chapter 8, you learned all sorts of ways to grab some attention and traffic for your product or website copy. They included search engine optimization, SEO, article directories, web logs, blogs, social networking. Chapter 9 Summary. Chapter 9 discussed what to do to get that first sale and more. It went beyond just selling one product, but also getting repeat sales through a variety of techniques that covered getting into the mind of your buyer. To do this, you need to set up autoresponders, ask for action from the reader, request feedback, track the sales pipeline, plot trends in visitors and sales to know how to manage the pipeline. Chapter 10 Summary. Finally, Chapter 10 went over the layout considerations of great copy. This topic is especially important on websites where visual appeal can instantly impact a visitor. However, it is also important for brochures and paper copy. Some of the things you were asked to pay attention to were white space on the page, grouping and emphasis, attention-grabbing titles and headings, include graphics, always spell check. Practice for perfection. Good copywriting is in some ways a natural skill that can be learned. If you are not clever with words and you want to do your own copywriting, the only thing that will help is study and practice. There are gifted writers who have an intuitive sense with words and can write persuasive and dynamic copy without strenuous practice. These are the individuals you need to be on your team. Otherwise, if you are trying to save yourself some money, you can bet that to get to the same skill level, you will have to work hard at it. One of the most effective ways to learn how to write copy that works is to go to websites that have already been written in a style that you like. As to how effective the copy is, see if it follows the basic rules. It should always sell the benefits of the product, and it should appeal to the emotions and mental processes of a specific demographic. Obviously, you won't know if they are doing a brisk sales business or not. You may, however, figure out if the site attracts viewers by checking them out on Alexa.com for their website ranking. You can even get a bird's-eye view of who is linking back to them and what the trend for their visitors has been like. This can give you an idea as to whether their copy and sales strategies are working for them. Then all you have to do is copy their style. Do not copy the words or you will probably be sued for plagiarism. Check out your competitors online. Checking out your competitors online can be a great way to figure out how to market yourself or how to differentiate your services and goods from others on the web. As you begin this process of doing copywriting, you may find that you are spending hours working on revision after revision. This is fairly normal for beginning copywriters. There are few people who have an innate skill to communicate effectively. If you want to continue on this path of creating your own content, you can do several things until you get more proficient. Set up a weblog where you can start to find your voice. Whatever copy you write should have an authentic voice to make it personable and appealing. If you've never written much, then you probably don't know what your authentic voice sounds like. This is okay. You may find yourself trying out various voices or personas in the written word, trying to figure out what works best. The best place to do that sort of writing exercise is through a weblog. A weblog is a much more informal format for writing copy. People who will be furious about misspellings or editorials on professional-looking web pages can forgive or laugh at them in a weblog. It's not considered to have to comply to professional standards. It's supposed to be the every person's view. Make it a point to spend each day writing one article for your blog. This will build up some content and allow you to explore your writing style. Weblogs also have a good feature whereby people can comment on your entries. So if you do write something exceptionally good, you will know what works. Of course, the opposite is also true. If you write something exceptionally bad, you will probably be burned virtually at the stake by your readers. Just remember that it is all a learning process. If you find a weblog has gotten out of hand, just delete that entry along with all the nasty comments and count it as a learning experience. If you are still in love with copywriting and think it just needs some extra practice, consider taking a creative writing course. There are local community colleges who offer courses in writing that might help to inspire your muse or clean up your mechanics. There's no reason why you should have to do this alone. There are any number of classes or mentors who can help you achieve the goal of becoming a great copywriter. If you truly love the craft, there isn't much that will keep you from getting to your final goal. Every bit of wisdom along the path will be helpful, and you find that you pick up your own tricks and tips along the way. If, however, you find that you can't even set up a weblog and write in it daily or every other day, face it, you are not a writer. Writing your own copy will probably ultimately be a torturous and unpleasant experience for you. Not everyone can be a great copywriter, but most people can become good copywriters with enough practice. If you don't like the practice, you won't be able to spend enough time on your craft to perfect it. And it will show when you decide to write the copy on your business website, where it matters most. When it pays to hire someone. Okay, you've done the practice, and you've come to the conclusion that you have before you one of two scenarios. You hate writing copy, or it takes too long. This is where you, as the business person, has to sit down and do a cost analysis. Here are some of the things you want to consider. Is it worth it for you to spend 2 hours writing copy for your site that is good when you can pay someone to do it in less time and have it be great? How much do you make an hour? How much does it cost to hire a great copywriter? Can your skills be better utilized in layout? How fast do you need this copy? How effective is your copy versus a professional's copy? Can you recoup what you paid a copywriter in additional sales? How long will your copy run, and how much revenue can it potentially generate? These are all things that will help you to decide whether it pays to hire someone to write the copy for you or not. If you really hate copywriting and it is important to your business, then you will want to look for a good team of copywriters who can fulfill your business needs at a reasonable cost. You will have saved the time it takes you to write the copy and paid someone else to get quality work to you at a good price. If it takes you 4 hours to write 2 pages and they charge a fee that actually makes it profitable to hire the work out instead, then you know you've made a good business decision in the long run. We recommend www.exquisitewriting.com. Hopefully, after reading this ebook, you have some idea of what it takes to write great copy that works. Even if you decide that this is not something you want to do yourself, you know what to look for in a writer. This can help you make informed decisions when buying content and deciding whom should get this part of your business. Educating yourself on how to write good copy is good for your business, just like knowing how to do your taxes is good for supervising someone who you eventually hire to do your taxes. It gives you the degree of familiarity that can help you narrow down what you want and helps you target the professionals that will get the best work done. In that respect, it's always a good idea to learn everything you can about writing, even when you aren't going to be doing the job yourself.